Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Report. Let's go ahead and look at how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat is 746, down 5 3/4. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade is 687.5, down 6.5. July corn, 642.25, down 8.25. December at 526.5, down 5.25. July soybeans, 14.26, now a half, up 13 3/4. November at 12.18, up 8 3/4, now 8.5. July soybean meal, 415.70, up 5.20. July soybean oil at 49.49, up 14. June live cattle, 120.05, up a nickel. May feeders, 135, down 7.5. And June lean hogs are 92.75, and they're up 82.5.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Dan Zwicker, agricultural weather, futures market. It's Dan Zwicker with CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Had weather on my mind because I just got off the phone with Peter Levitt. Hello,
what
Dan.
What are you calling for?
Oh, we're just having a chat. Just like we're going to have a little chat right now. And I want to begin with the December weekly corn chart, Dan, which is dangerously close to having a hook reversal down if we were to close the week 522 3/4 or lower.
Yeah, you could read it that way. I think the other way is probably taking a look at maybe the long-term trend line drawn off of the low that we had here in August 2009. We had a low down here around 306, and then we had a low there in 10 around 343. If you connect those two points, it kind of implies that maybe this decent corn trend line support would come into play some here around this $5 area. So if that hook reversal is validated with a lower close here finishing out the week, then you'd have to say then that 517 low that we had here about 3 weeks ago is vulnerable to be taken out. But until that's taken out, I think, you know, the market still is in shape here to try to pull out of this area. But it's real difficult to get anybody excited about owning corn with the corn planters rolling. It does look like we're going to get a lot of corn planted this week. You know, there's some guesses maybe as high as 65%. That leaves a third of the crop yet to be planted sometime after May 20th date. As a rule, you know, the corn market doesn't really respond to late plantings until you get after May 20th. So I think depending upon how much rain we get this weekend and then what the weather maps look like Sunday night, Monday morning, will probably give you a good idea of whether or not corn is going to be able to hold in here and then try to rally into June, or if we'll just kind of track sideways to lower and stay in the counter-seasonal decline that we've been in, which would imply that we've got weakness into the middle part of June.
I would think that we really would want to hold the May 12 low area, that 512 area, because if you look down there, there just doesn't seem a lot of places to catch natural support levels, natural support shelves to gravitate to.
Well, the $5 areas, I mean, that was last spring's low before we got into the weather problem. We had a low about 499, I think, but we spent a lot of time tracking between basically $5 and $5.50 area in that time frame. And I'm kind of in the opinion that's kind of where we're at right now is the way I look at the corn chart. I'm more inclined to think it's more of a sideways affair than anything that the descent off of the highs that we had last summer looks like has kind of come to an end, and now we're tracking sideways. And I think what it's kind of telling us is let's see how the rest of the crop gets planted. Let's see what kind of weather pattern we have. As we go into June, first week or two of June, you'll be wanting to kind of, that'll give you a good indication maybe of what kind of weather pattern you're going to have for the summer. If we're going to get any kind of shift here to out of the cooler and wetter pattern that we've had basically this spring to something maybe warm and dry or neutral or whatever it is, but that'll start showing up, I think, in the first couple of weeks of June.
Turn our attention then to November soybeans, which for the last couple of weeks, anyway, has been tracking sideways in a fairly narrow range.
Yeah, it is. Beans are a little higher today. We still are selling more soybean meal than what we can really afford to. So that's given some underlining support to the bean complex. I keep watching November soybeans. So far, it hasn't been really able to kind of jump above this 25-day moving average and pull out of it. I'm kind of thinking it's going to, and then maybe take a run on up into that April 30th high point that we had there around 1240. And then we'll take a look at the chart picture at that point if we can get that job done. But this is not uncommon when corn planters are rolling. Soybeans have a tendency to strengthen in that environment, and I think that's part of today's strength here is because people are trying to get their corn planted. I do think we're going to see a big jump in soybean plantings, but it's still going to show us way behind, and we're going to have a lot of our soybeans planted after the June 1st time frame.
There are indications on the world front that perhaps the rally in the dollar might begin to weaken, and as we see today, we are trading lower.
Well, we're consolidating. We've had a pretty good run in the dollar. All signs, at least at the moment, would maybe suggest that the dollar strength could stick around for a while, but we'll have to see, you know, how we finish out the week. Interest rates have been kind of climbing a little bit, but today we see the bonds are up 100 points, but they have been on the decline. Bonds have been on the decline, and dollar's been on the rise, so we're seeing a little correction in that trend right here today. But we've got a lot of competition in the world for the export market, mm-hmm. both corn and soybeans, and that's just going to be a negative, I think, that overhangs the marketplace. And like I said, we haven't got the crop planted yet, and then the next focus here is once we get it planted is what the crop rating levels suggest, how far we're going to be behind on maturity, because it will be worries whether or not we'll have a long enough season for the crop to go ahead and get mature. And then, of course, any kind of weather pattern shift as you go into your summer months is going to be a big issue, too.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace in Kansas City, July wheat, 744 down 7 3/4. July wheat in Chicago, 685 down 8 3/4. July corn, 642 down 8 3/4. And December, 526, now 27 1/4 down 4 1/2. July soybeans are 1423 up 10 1/4. November 1215 1/2 up 5 3/4. July soybean meal, for 14.20, up 370. July soybean oil 49.53, up 18. June live cattle 120.32.5, up 32.5. May feeders 135 down 7.5, and June lean hogs at 92.77.5. They're up 85. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.